Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hey there, it's Mark Sorrell with the Plan Vision Podcast, and we're going to talk about whether or not actively managed funds or investments are bad investments. Our firm recommends index funds. I use index funds. Virtually all of our clients use index funds, or what is also known as passively managed investing, for either all of their portfolio or a meaningful part of their portfolio. And index investing is very popular. Many of these pensions, foundations, institutional type investors use them. Indexing is buying an investment that simply owns a whole broad market or a specific segment of a market, an index of that. And this can apply to both stocks and to bonds. And at this point, the cost of buying an index fund borders on nothing or is very, very inexpensive. So investors all around the world can put together great portfolios for almost nothing. And why are we even doing this to begin with? Why are we buying index funds? Well, we want our money to grow. We're investing for our future. We want to have more. I wouldn't say if you're going to use an index fund for this goal that it is unmanaged. But the theory is that an index fund, you don't try to pick individual stocks or bonds to outperform the market. You just own the market. But the index fund, when I say it's unmanaged, it still needs to be operated. The fund is just not trying to pick winning stocks or bonds. It's not trying to be predictive in that way. Now, the alternative to indexing is what would be called a managed fund or an actively managed fund. That's historically, up until the mid-70s, was by and large how most people would have invested. And still, I think the majority of investors use actively managed funds. I'm not sure where the statistics fall today, but active management as opposed to passive management, it costs more money to run a firm that's going to try to outperform the market. Costs associated with the actual trading involved, the management, the expertise, just more cost in running a fund. So you pay more when you have an active manager to try to outperform the index, because if you buy a passive fund or an index fund, you're just going to get the market. Now, indexers believe that the odds of doing this, of outperforming the market over time, the odds get to be quite low. Active managers have higher fees, and if they make a mistake or mistakes, the markets can bypass them regarding their performance. It can be hard to make up those losses. The point of this podcast, though, is to say that as I review plans and investments, which I do every day, I come across actively managed funds that really aren't that awful for investors to own. And to be clear, I'm a hardcore indexer. I just want the market returns. I don't want to shop or evaluate funds at all. I'm perfectly happy with market-based returns. But I do see many investments our clients use, and some of them are actively managed, not really that bad at all. Returns, even as I look out 10 years, are relatively close to the benchmark or to the standard ETF or funds that we recommend. Might be a little bit more than the index ETFs, or might be a little bit behind. Now, there's definitely some deviations, but nothing I would describe as outrageous. And for some of these funds, and one of the reasons why their performance, I think, is relatively good is because the fees are not crazy at all. Maybe 40 basis points, 60 basis points. And that's more than an index alternative, but it's by no means absurd at all. And these lower fees make it simpler for an actively managed fund to outperform the markets. I'll hear comments from clients along the lines, oh, I'm paying 60 basis points, and that's outrageous. And that's not really my reaction. You get in the one plus area, that's getting to be really expensive these days for an actively managed fund. But even those funds are going to argue that they're worth it. So for an actively managed fund, even with those low fees, to outperform the markets, my view, and I think the statistics would bear this out, to outperform one of these actively managed funds with low fees, to outperform the market or an index fund over a long period of time, it's just hard to do. And it should also be noted as well, particularly for American investors in their brokerage or non-retirement accounts, that actively managed funds have the additional aspect that they likely won't perform as well from a tax perspective too. And this can matter a lot. Really, for many of these actively managed funds, they have or are made up of very similar holdings to index funds. They may not even be really all that much different. That's where the term closet indexing comes from. So they're inevitably going to behave or perform in a similar way to an index fund or ETF. Now, it's not going to be identical, and they don't want it to be identical. They want to outperform, but it's going to be close. But even what I see in some of these funds I'm still going to be an indexer, and I'm going to recommend to use index funds because I think earning the market returns is perfectly fine, less some small fees. And I think it's really hard to outperform the markets over the long run anyway. And I don't want to have to worry about whether or not my fund will continue to outperform. And I don't have to do that with an index fund, and we don't recommend that for our clients either.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.